All right, for you grown-ups that are remaining here, you got your Bibles today. I felt like going this route before I got into the teaching. So turn your Bibles, if you've got them, to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews chapter 3, the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. Now let's look now at verse 6. Hebrews 3:6. It says, "But Christ as a son over his own house." Now we are the Lord's house, we're the Lord's temple. Listen. "But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we?" Or we are his house. We're the Lord's temple. We're the Lord's life. "If we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end." Now notice, look on down. Let's look at verse 12. "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if," say if with me, if.
If.
"If we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end." You may be seated. It's a saying here to God's people, his children. We belong to the Lord.
Amen.
I mean, after all, he made us. He created us. If you go all the way back into Genesis, I mean, the angels wasn't enough for God. The universe, the galaxies, even just in our Milky Way galaxies, there's billions of stars, and God's got every one of them named by name.
Amen.
We got a sun that's 93 million miles away from Earth.
Yeah.
The sun, 240,000 miles away from Earth. God made it all, made all the universe, and he had, listen, the spirit realm was made and created first before the material ever came into existence.
That's right.
It's amazing to think about the power of God and the power and all wisdom and knowledge and the power of Almighty God, a creator.
Amen.
That sat up on the throne and the heavenly host, God's own son sat at his right hand, at the right hand of God. But yet all the angelic host, when John the Revelator, he had a vision there, and the Lord called him up into that heavenly place, and he said, "I heard a multitude of angels singing 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of angels." But oh, God longed for something, and he wanted something else. The angelic beings was not enough. So can you imagine that God created this earth that we live on? Oh, Lord, 24,900 miles around the equator, around the center of this earth. And God stood on nothing, and he reached out to where there was nothing, and he created an earth.
Yeah.
And when he created it, he hung it up on nothing. Oh, Lord. I tell you, God's in the building business. God wants to build. God wants to construct. He wants to make something beautiful.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was void. Darkness was up on the deep. Everything was ugly. Everything was dark. If you could have been here then before the sun shined its rays down or the moon, everything was dark. The whole earth was covered with water. Lord, if you was in a boat and the whole earth was covered with water, you would know east from west, north to south. There would be no shore for you to sail to. Oh, Lord, you would be lost. lost in a world full of darkness. But oh God, God wasn't done yet. He said, let there be light. And there was light. And he hung that sun ball way up in the universe, 93 million miles away. I tell you, I was fighting a battle one time, and the old devil was on me, a wool of me. Oh, I was low, feeling low. And I remember I was on 64 and I was heading west. And I remember God said a beautiful, beautiful sunset, the golden rays of the sunset. And I looked through the windshield of the car, and I could see that golden sun ball going over the horizon. And I felt the Lord fill the car, and I felt the love of God come down. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, son, he said, in the beginning I created that great light. And not one time has it ever failed. Because when it goes over the horizon, it'll come back up in the east in hallelujah in the morning time. Oh Lord. When he said, let there be light, there was light. I'm telling you, and he separated the waters from the land, and the dry land appeared. How many knows that God can create something out of nothing? He can make something beautiful out of chaos and out of ugliness, oh Lord. And the dry land began to appear. And God made the trees and the fruit trees. He made the beautiful flowers to fill the valley. Hey, Lord. And the beautiful green grass like a carpet. I'm telling you, in that 6 days of creation, God made everything beautiful. And the animals and all the beasts and the creeping things. Hallelujah. And the little clouds in the air and the birds he made. But he wasn't done yet. Oh, Lord. And all the fishes of the sea. But how many is glad on the sixth day? Oh, hallelujah. God came down. And what was it he said? He said, I'll create a beautiful paradise. A place called the Garden of Eden. Oh, Lord. He told the angels, he said, I'm not happy yet. I'm not content yet. I ain't done creating yet. He spoke to his son. And he said, let us create man in our own image. Hallelujah. After our likeness. We're here today. I want you to know that God's got eyes just like you got eyes. And he can hear like you hear. He's got hands. And he's got feet. We're made in the similitude of God. We got life because the Lord breathed into us life. We're glory to God. Can you imagine as the Father looked at the Son and he reached right down into that clay and he picked up a form of clay and he began to pour it and he began to make man. I'm telling you, we're here because God's got a plan. You're beautiful at God's eyes today. He gave you life. Hallelujah. I can see the Lord reach right down in that clay. And he began to form it. Those infinite, eternal hands are reaching today.
Man,
yes.
Come on.
He done made us physically. Come on.
God bless you.
God ain't done yet. Come on. I breathed my very first breath of life when my mommy had me. Oh, when I was birthed into this world, she held me into her arms and she named me Tommy. But I want you to know that the Lord heard my name from on high. And he said, I've got a purpose for Tommy Romans. I've got a will for him. We're glory to God. And when he created Adam, he stood him up right like this. And he breathed into Adam's nostrils the breath of life. You're here today breathing because of God's mercy. You're here and you walk through those doors by the love of Almighty God. God's got a purpose for you.
That's right, brother.
He breathed into him the breath of life.
Yes.
He brought all the angels or all the animals to Adam.
Yes.
Can you imagine the knowledge that Adam had? I mean, anything's easy for us, cat, dog, horse, cow. But can you imagine that man with the wisdom that God put in his mind to name every beast of the earth?
Man, that's right. Thank you.
There was no fear back then.
Right.
There was no guilt. Right. There was no condemnation. Everything was peace.
Yeah. Amen.
Come on, brother.
I really don't believe a mosquito even lit on him and bit him.
No.
I really don't.
Come on. Come on.
No lions was after them poor little lambs and sheep.
Yes.
Can you imagine the harmony when God's in something? Can you imagine the love of God? Nothing harms and nothing can hurt when the love of God's in control.
You're right.
When you let Jesus have control of your life, everything will be harmony. There'll be peace in your life. And Adam, he named every one of those animals, gave them all a name. And God looked into his eyes and saw the loneliness. Is it just me? God created a beautiful garden, but who do I have it to share with, oh Lord?
Blessing.
I'm all by myself. And God said, it's not good that man should be alone, live alone. Therefore, I will make him a helpmate, a helpmeet. So he put Adam to sleep in a deep sleep. Those fingers of God reach right down in the rib cage of Adam while he was in a deep sleep, and therewith he took out a rib.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me God can't fix your problems.
Amen.
Yes.
Don't tell me that God can't make something out of nothing.
Hallelujah.
He can do it.
Yes.
And he took therewith that rib out of there, and he closed up the flesh instead. Oh, Lord, why did you do that, Lord?
Thank you.
He said, I could have took a bone out of Adam's foot, but it ain't meant for your wife to be tread on.
Right.
Come on.
It ain't meant for you. Oh, Lord, said, I took that rib, and no doubt he took it, the closest bone to Adam's heart.
Yes.
The heart. So if I raise my arm like this, and my wife's with me, she's near my heart. Can you imagine the nearness that the Lord wants us to walk to him, walk close to him? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when Adam woke up, there was a beautiful, beautiful woman, and everything was holy then. Everything was pure.
Right.
It was an age of innocence. There was no thought of any uncleanness at all. Everything was pure because sin had not come into the world yet.
Right.
Think about it. Everything was pure.
Mm-hmm.
So, God created. He looked into Eve's eyes and he said, that's the beautifulest thing I've ever seen.
Come on, bro.
She's beautiful. Called her name woman. Woman. Man. A man with a womb. A woman. And he called her Eve, the mother of all living. What a beautiful couple. What a beautiful couple that walked together. What a beautiful couple that walked through that garden and enjoyed all the flowers and all the fruit of the trees. What in the world? We're living in paradise. So God created a tree of knowledge of good and evil. I don't know how far away the tree of life was from that tree of knowledge of good and evil. One commandment, Adam, I've been giving you. Can you think you could just live by one and keep one commandment?
Come on.
Do you think you could obey me and just keep one of my commandments?
That's
come on. I don't know how long it was, but they would go over there and they'd eat. They'd just pick that fruit off of that fruit of that tree of life. And I honestly believe it was the juiciest and the sweetest fruit that you could ever put in your mouth. And just when they was walking all over the garden, he would look at Adam and says, I'm telling you, that's the best fruit. Let's go get us some more of it.
Praise God.
I'll tell you, there's something about God, the sweetness of God.
Amen.
You can't go very long. You want another bite of it. You want another touch of it. Raise your little hand and praise him here today. Well, glory. The Bible said, taste and see that the Lord is good. He is gracious. Oh, I don't know how long they lived, but everything was pure harmony. Everything was love. It was an age of innocence. And they would eat of that fruit of that tree of life, and they had life inside of them and strength. But oh God, there was another tree, another tree, another tree. Come on, children. There's another tree in this world, and I want you to know that it's poisonous. The fruit of it's poison.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on.
How many is glad for the tree that Jesus can let you eat of? The tree, the righteous fruits. I don't know which one it was. Listen, I'm not trying to paint either one of them bad. But one of them looked at the other one day and says, let's take a walk through here. We've not been through here before. Let's walk to the other end of the garden. I can see them hand in hand as they begin to walk.
Bless him, Lord.
They walk right up under that tree of knowledge of good and evil. I want you to know that this world has a lot of attractions.
Right. You're right.
It has its gold. It has its glimmer. Come on now.
Come on, brother.
It has its attractions, and not everything that appears like it's gold. It ain't.
That's right.
And I don't know what it was. It was just maybe one of them said to the other, so that, let's just sit down here. So that is one of the most beautiful trees I've ever seen in my life. Look at the fruit hanging all over those limbs. Mm-hmm. Eve might have said to Adam, says, my goodness sakes. Listen when the wind blows through there. He just sits something about those emerald leaves. Look at them. The sun is shining down, and you can see the rays of the sunshine. They're just reflecting off of that emerald green. I've never seen a beautiful tree like this in my life. Listen, Adam, listen. It seems like the leaves are even making music when the wind blows through them. Music in it. Intrigue. Just intrigue. I wonder what else that tree holds.
Bless him, Lord.
Wonder what else that tree's got.
Come on.
All of them. Did you know, listen to me close, I'm 500 miles away from what I was going to teach this for.
Come on, brother.
Oh, goodness sakes.
Come on, brother.
What happened?
The Lord have his way.
Oh, Lord. God had told Adam, when he placed them in there, he said, all the fruit, all the trees thou mayest freely eat thereof, but the fruit of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat thereof. For in the day that you eat thereof, thou shalt surely die. When God gave Adam that commandment, he said, Adam, he said, I want you, I'm placing you in paradise. I want you to dress the garden. Listen, dress the garden and keep it. Say, keep with me.
Keep.
And I believe it was more than just cultivating it, because when God told Adam to keep this garden, whatever you do, keep this paradise, because there's somebody else lurking around you, Adam, and he'll try to take it away from you. Oh, Lord. Come on, the Lord saw that serpent. He had legs, and he walked around that serpent, and the devil possessed that serpent. Lord, have mercy, and he walked up. I'm going to tell you, sometimes we put ourselves in situation and in places where we create our own problems, and we create our own trials and temptations. That's the reason the Lord said all through his word to abstain from the very appearance of evil. Come out from among the world and be a separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will be a father unto you. Hallelujah. You'll be my sons and my daughters. Hey, Lord, keep the garden, Adam. Keep this paradise, Adam. You only got one chance, and if you fail, you'll lose it all. Oh, I want to raise my hand and say, Lord, what you gave me, I want to hold on to it, and I don't want to let the devil have it, and let the devil take my joy and my peace away from me.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
So here they are. They're sitting there on a big rock underneath that tree of knowledge of good and evil. That's pretty fruit, I'm saying. One of them says the other, Eve says, wonder what that fruit tastes like. My goodness, that tree of life, man, it's juicy, it's so sweet. I wonder what this tastes like. And all the time, I believe Adam's sitting there, I don't know, man. I don't think we should be here, Eve. I feel the Lord right here.
Come on, brother.
I just don't feel like we need to be here.
Come on.
I think we ought to get out of here and sit down. There's just something, because I'll never forget when God told me that, it was like, it was, It was like a thunder. It was like thunder in my ears. Said, Adam, in the day that you eat thereof, you'll surely die. In the day that you eat thereof, you'll surely die. Don't eat of that forbidden fruit. Come on.
Mercy, Lord.
When Eve saw that it was fruit to be desired to make one wise, why in the world didn't Adam stop her? Come on, the whole human race is hinging in your hands, Adam.
Oh, bless him, Lord.
I feel the Lord. I feel the Lord. Listen, bless sin will take you farther than you want to go. He'll keep you longer than you want to stay. And it'll cost you far more than you ever want to pay. Listen, in the forbidden things, God's given us a Bible all the way through Genesis to Revelation. I feel the Lord here today. I can see where people have missed it. I can see where people have sinned. And they pay an awful price. I mean, those, you'll reap what you sow. You can't break God's commandments. Oh, Lord, but without reaping the horrible consequences, I'm telling you, Eve did not know when she bit into that fruit. Yeah, it filled her mouth with a sweetness, but it came right down in her very soul. Hallelujah. She reached that fruit to Adam. I guess that he thought, since he didn't drop dead, oh, Lord, since she didn't get hurt and feel the judgment of God, I believe I can get by with it too. And he took it out of her hand and he ate thereof. And listen to me, the head of the human race, Adam, we all are coming through Adam. And as soon as he did, into that forbidden fruit, his eyes were open and Eve's eyes were open. And they said, what have we done? We've broken God's law and we've broken his commandment. Oh, Lord of heaven, go visit the hospitals. And every time you hear a siren of the police go by and an ambulance go by, it's because of sin.
Amen.
Another life is taken out. Another gunshot goes off. Another little kid's caught in the crossfire. Right up here on 9th Street. Right now they're shooting with needles, heroin into their veins. And we hear it every year, dropping dead upon the sidewalks just 2 or 3 blocks away. What caused it? They did not know and realize that a Pandora's box was open that day when they eat that forbidden fruit, and they ain't no going back.
Amen. Bless you, Lord. Yes. Come on, brother.
Oh, Lord.
Come on, brother. Praise the Lord.
Jesus. For the first time, listen to me close. They immediately went from an age of innocence to an age of condemnation.
Amen. You're right.
I can see Adam as he looks at Eve and says, oh God, listen, before sin ever came along, God would come down in the evening and he would walk with Adam and Eve.
Man, that's right. Come on, brother.
I don't know everybody's heart here today.
Come on, brother. Come on.
But if you ever walk back from God, and you ever drift from the Lord, God's a calling you back. You know now deep in your heart where you stand with the Lord. If you feel condemned, if you feel convicted, if you know your heart ain't right, I feel the Lord. God looks right down in your soul. Have you got Jesus? Have you got the love of God in your heart? Are you walking in the Spirit? Is the Lord pleased with you?
Come on, brother.
Amen.
Oh, God. Yes.
Holy,
yes.
Holy God.
God. Adam and Eve looked at herself and an age of conscience was born. People are running from their conscience. That's the reason they try to fill it with the things of this life and the things of this world. The music can't fill it and the world of entertainment will never fill that void on the inside of you. It'll never work. Only Jesus can fill that hollow place in your heart and in your life. Only Jesus, hallelujah, can put peace down in your heart.
Amen. Amen. Lord. Amen, brother.
And they took off a running. It was time for God to come. It was time for the Creator to come down in that garden and to walk with Adam and Eve. Come on, honey, let's run. What is it? They're running from their conscience. Our guilt isn't eating them up. I'm telling you, there's cleansing in the blood of Jesus today. Hallelujah, the blood of Jesus will wash you. It'll cleanse you of every wrong and every fault and every sin. The Lord will forgive.
Amen.
Ran over and hid in the bushes. I got a dramatic imagination. I had it when I was a sinner. I could imagine. If I had the talent and everything, I could have put Hollywood out from out of business. But thank God, God changed my heart.
Amen.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
Yes. Glory.
Yes. Can God do it?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
They said, we're hiding in the bushes. Mm-hmm. And I says, oh no. Here comes God. I don't feel right. He says, I don't either, honey. She said, just something, just like a sword. It just stuck me through. I wish we had never come down this route. Why did we do this? And Adam comes down there, and he knows where they're at. I want to tell you something. There ain't a place you could ever go. You could go into the uttermost parts of the sea. God's eyes would be right there.
That's right, brother. Come
on. You could take the wings of the morning. You could fly to the last planet. Behold, God is there.
That's right.
No place to hide. No place to conceal. And all the Lord is wanting today is for you to open up your heart to see your need and say, Lord, I'm sorry if I've done any wrong, if I've faltered along the way,
amen,
Jesus.
Amen.
Would you forgive me?
Yes.
Listen. Adam, where art thou? Have you eaten the fruit that I told you not to eat of? Adam said, yeah. That woman you gave me. Said she caused me to eat. Now, wait a minute, Adam. I gave that commandment to you, the head of the human race.
Yes.
God looks over at poor Eve. Mm-hmm. That serpent. It's his fault. Listen, children, I know.
Come on, bro.
I'll probably plumb out in deep water. God, what to get me out of it.
Come on, bro. Come on.
We can never, ever blame anybody else for our faults.
That's right.
We can never, ever blame anybody else for us doing wrong.
Amen.
It ain't your fault.
That's right.
It ain't your fault. I did it, but I know better.
That's right.
Oh, Lord.
God bless you.
And God pronounced a curse upon the earth. Everything. Listen, when God created it in 6 days, God stood back. You ought to see the eye. His eyes just gleaming with happiness. And God says, behold, it is very, very good.
Very good.
It was good. God's happy.
That's right.
How many in the house want God to be happy?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah,
you
speak of God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
I want him happy with me.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah,
Brother George, I want to fix things up because I ran for 20 years. Listen, I ran for 20 years from God. My mommy and my daddy, listen, I know you guys have heard this over and over and over. Mommy and daddy raised me in church. And they taught me there was a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. They brought me up in church. And I heard about Jesus and an old rugged cross.
Yes.
And the Lamb of God, God's only begotten Son, hung there on the cross, arms stretched out and nails through his hands and through his feet.
Yes.
How much did he love me?
Amen.
How much did he love me? Look at the nail prints in his hands.
Lord.
I feel the Lord right here reaching today.
Lord,
he's reaching. Hallelujah. The Lord is saying, no matter what kind of shape your life is in, no matter how hard that you got it, how much you're suffering, I can fix it. Man, I can mend it.
That's right.
And I can heal it.
Right,
all the wounds that are in the soul, the scars that are in the heart. Look around you, children. The news is filled with evil. I point you to somebody that can heal and put a life back together. If he can make this big earth out of nothing and make man in his own image and likeness, I believe that he can fix this, don't you? I believe Jesus can fix that heart if you give it unto him.
Amen. You're right, bro.
Yes, amen. Yes.
That's right.
Adam and Eve tried to hide their nakedness. And when Jesus lives in your heart, you will not go around here half naked.
That's right.
You'll put clothes on. Right. You'll be decent looking. You'll walk right. You'll talk right. So they sewed fig leaves together. Man, this ain't enough.
Come on.
Leaves ain't enough, man, to cover our conscience.
Come on.
Listen, I really believe with all of my heart. That's when God looked at his son and says, we're going to have to do something. And one of those animals over there was a little lamb. Two little lambs. Maybe it was a sheep. But God, I can see, he said to Adam and Eve, I want you all to witness this. Come over here. You know, before then, death was unknown. They did not know what it meant to die.
That's right.
They never knew what it meant to get sick. Mm-hmm. They'd never seen any bloodshed whatsoever.
Amen.
What are you doing, God? That was a beautiful little sheep, and he'd come ahead and fed out of my hand. What are you doing? I want to show you something, what your wrongs have caused, what your sin has caused. Now, you remember that little sheep that you petted and you fed and it ate out of your hand? I'm going to have to kill it and take it to the Lord. No, God, no, no. That's what your sin has done, Adam and Eve. And God, he takes something and he kills and he sheds the blood of that. And he takes the skins and he covers Adam and he covers Eve.
Man.
Covers their nakedness.
Right, come on.
But over 2,000 years ago, there was another lamb.
Bless him, Lord.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yes.
Come on, come on, come on. How many in the house? I want Jesus' righteousness with all of my heart.
Amen.
Oh, Lamb of God, Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Clothe me, Lord, with the garment of salvation.
Yes.
Fix me up inside, Jesus, I pray.
Yes.
Praise God, praise God.
Yes.
Holy Lord. And ever since then, Adam and Eve had to offer sacrifice to God. Shed the blood of innocent animals.
Yes.
And then when Jesus came along, he said, nobody takes my life from it. He said, I freely lay it down.
Yeah.
I lay it down. Come on. He died that we could live. How many could say, I'm glad that he died that I could live and be saved? Oh, I feel him. If we could just praise him. Thank you, Lord, for loving me that much, God. Hallelujah. Can I tell you, I lived for 20 years in sin, but God fixed my conscience. God mended my heart, and I got peace with my Maker now. I'm glad a long time ago I made my way to an old altar of prayer. And I said, Lord, I don't even know how to pray. I said, but if you help me, I'll serve you. I want to make heaven my home. And that royal crimson stream of blood will flow from the veins of Emmanuel. And it washed me and it cleansed me and he forgave me. I praise him here today, church. Oh, the Lord is wanting to make something beautiful out of your life. I feel the Lord here. The Lord can fix you wherever you are hurting. You might feel lonely. You might feel rejected. You might feel like a failure. I don't care how long in sin that you've lived. The Lord is a calling. The saying, I love you. And there is peace that I can give you.
Amen.
Hallelujah to the Lord.
Have your way, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, precious, precious, precious God.
Yes. Bless him, Lord. Come on. Come on.
Blessed be God. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Bless my brother.
Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised it. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see that day approaching.
Glory.
Oh, precious Lord. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Oh, Jesus, would you stand right here today, everybody in the house?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I praise
God is in the business.
Amen.
You are Jesus' house here today.
Amen.
You're Jesus' creation. Give it to him. Give it to him. Hallelujah. Giving your life, giving your heart, giving your soul and everything, your mind and your body. Praise God, praise God. Ain't he precious today?
Amen.
He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our glory to him. Hallelujah. Lost in the stillness.
Mercy. in the skin.